On September 7th, just before midnight, a YCSO deputy noticed suspicious activity involving a man at the Shell service station in Congress. The man had been loitering and appeared unusually concerned about the presence of a sheriff's vehicle in the area. The man eventually left the station in a 2007 tan-colored Ford sedan and was stopped for no record of insurance. The driver, identified as 33-year-old Brandon McCubbin from Yarnell, was sweating, extremely nervous, and holding a cell phone in his hand at the time. His mother and another family member were passengers in the car. McCubbin admitted his license was suspended, and as he exited the vehicle, he attempted to conceal the cell phone he was holding. While conducting an investigation at the traffic stop, YCSO dispatch alerted the deputy to a theft incident that had just occurred at the Congress Shell station. The victim reported the theft of his cell phone involving the driver of the tan Ford sedan, later identified as McCubbin. The deputy spoke with the victim, who indicated he was sitting on the tailgate of a truck at the Shell station when McCubbin approached and asked for a cigarette. While retrieving the cigarette, McCubbin apparently stole a red-colored cell phone that was sitting on the tailgate. The deputy confirmed his cell phone McCubbin attempted to hide was the victim's stolen phone, and it was eventually returned to its owner. Before towing the suspect vehicle, the deputy conducted an inventory of its contents and discovered a backpack containing what would later be determined as burglary tools and drug paraphernalia. Items included gloves, screwdrivers, a bolt cutter, metal wire cutting pliers, wrenches, a black bandana, plastic bags with a brown tar residue, which appeared to be heroin, tourniquets, a spoon, cotton balls, and syringes, also with apparent heroin residue. The victim told deputies that when McCubbin originally asked for a cigarette, he admitted just getting out of rehab after previously using narcotics and having to, quote, break into houses and steal things, unquote, to pay for the habit. He was currently in the process of relocating to Yarnell. In October of 2016, the victim and homeowner left her residence in the 500 block of Camino de Encanto in Cornville and relocated out of the country for a period of time. She permitted a family acquaintance, 34-year-old Jeremy Smith from Sedona, to stay in the home while she was away. In January of 2017, while the victim was still away, she learned a problem Smith was causing in the neighborhood, and he was told to leave. On January 10th of 2017, deputies were called to the home regarding a trespassing complaint. Deputies found Smith at the home trespassing, and the investigation led to his arrest for drug possession and court-ordered violations. In May of 2017, the victim returned to her home and found it in shambles and discovered several valuable coins, jewelry, and a watch had been stolen. The total value of these items exceeded $15,000, and she filed a theft report at that time. A YCSO detective was assigned to assist with the investigation and began checking pawn property records for Smith. After an extensive search, the detective located three pawn records identifying Smith, which took place at locations in Phoenix and one in Cottonwood. The detective verified at least two of the transactions involved property stolen from the victim's home during the time she was away. In June of 2016, the detective went to the Maricopa County Jail to speak with Smith, where he was in custody on unrelated charges, and Smith declined to discuss the case. Then on September 7th, Smith was extradited to the Camp Verde Detention Center on an unrelated warrant, and he again was offered a chance to discuss his role in the theft, but declined. Smith was booked on charges including theft, deface and damaged property, and trafficking in stolen property. He does remain in custody on a $25,000 bond.